Like other states, Wisconsin has been trying to increase the number of students getting college bachelor degrees. A recent report by the National Center for Public Policy in Higher Education says the U.S. is falling behind other nations in educating its youth. The group's director, Pat Callen, says a country's brain power can be a powerful economic engine, and the U.S. is losing steam.
There's a general sense that those countries and states and communities that have an educated population have a leg up in terms of getting the good jobs, etc.
The group's report says the college enrollment rate remains high. More than a third of young Americans get to campus, but those who leave with a diploma in hand is low. The percentage of U.S. college students who actually get degrees ranks behind 15 other countries. According to the report, the state of Wisconsin scored well in college completion. This surprises Sarah Goldrick-Robb, assistant professor of educational policy studies and sociology at UW-Madison.
To say, for example, that we get an A in completion when only 57% of our students get a bachelor's degree in 6 years, we don't accept completion rates like that in high school. I don't know why we would accept them in college, let alone pat ourselves on the back for them.
The Higher Education Report gave Wisconsin an F for college affordability. No other state got higher than a C-. The UW Board of Regents recently approved its lowest tuition hike in years. That rate depends on increased state support. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.